Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you. The Lord says counselor. The Lord says healer around thee. The Lord says that I'm smoothing things out in this season. The Lord says all shall be well. The Lord says you are such a carrier, and yet you carry so much of other individuals. And yet, though sometimes it can be burdensome and tiresome, why must people always come to me? And yet God says, I will teach you and show you how to begin to relieve the stress so that you don't carry other people's problems and situations. For the Spirit of the Lord says unto thee, that I strengthen thee in this hour. And it seems that you may be spending more time with co-workers and employees or employers. For the Lord says, you're in a season of networking. For the Spirit of the Lord says unto thee, that prepare. Because there's a shifting that is happening in this season. The Lord said, I'm bringing you into a season of power and authority. And you'll see that as you move forward, even to the month of October, that the Lord said there's going to be some things that you're going to need to begin to rewrite, review, revisit, redo, and possibly reschedule. So go with the flow, because it seems like plans are going to be changing left and right. Now, you're going to see this also in the lives of people. They will say one thing and do something else. But yet God says, don't make a mountain out of a molehill. Stay centered in the Lord and let peace and harmony have its place in thee. For the Lord says, I desire to bring greater harmony to even your domestic life in that season. For the Spirit says, let no one disturb you. Master your emotions, because it seems like you could be emotionally intense, or emotions can be intense during that season. And so you must guard your emotion that you don't say something haphazardly, just saying it out of an emotional state, and that's going to be key for you. Because God says during the month of October, in the middle of November, it's going to be a time of a spiritual quest. It's going to be a time you're going to learn to manage things. It's going to be a time where the Lord says you must stay in his presence, because he says he wants to bring you to a greater realm and a greater dimension in him, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. And I further hear Father God saying in this season, be mindful. Be mindful in conversation and be mindful in communicating. For Father God says this is the season where he's clearing up any misunderstanding or any confusion concerning communication. Father God says this is the season to stay focused. And Father God says this is the season to balance. For Father God says you'll be balancing home as well as career. Father God says this is the season to begin to upgrade your skills. I hear Father God saying, be more ambitious. Don't be afraid to be assertive in this season and to push forward to the things that you desire. For Father God says there's going to be balance concerning family, home, relationships, and partnerships. And I hear Father God saying, this is the season where you're going to begin to negotiate some things in greater favor and greater wisdom. I do hear Father God saying this is also the season to pick back up the education, for Father God says your education is not over. Father God says this is the season to ask and it shall be given, knock and the doors will be open. Now, if you've been considering the getaway, I hear Father God saying favor concerning the retreating this season, for Father God says higher spiritual ideals, for God says study to show yourself approved, and I hear Father God says go for it. Whatever it is that you desire, Father God says go for it. Now, I do hear Father God saying, don't make any hasty decisions. Don't force any issues in this season, for Father God says time is on your side. I do hear Father God says this is the season to stay positive. Father God says the positive attitude is going to take you to the next level in this season. Be optimistic. Be encouraged. For Father God says be ye encouraged in this season, for all things are worked out for your good. I hear Father God saying don't make any sudden decisions or don't react suddenly concerning anything. For Father God says this is the season to even move in confidence. Father God says, be mindful to speak mindfully. Father God says, don't be overcritical in this season. Father God says, avoid pettiness in this season. Avoid petty communications, gossip, murmuring. For Father God says, be open-minded in this season. For Father God says, you're at the next level. Father God says, this is the season to also stay focused on your health. Father God says, eat properly, get enough rest, drink enough water, and balance things out. And I further hear Father God saying, stay focused on your responsibilities. Don't neglect any responsibilities concerning family, work, even be mindful of your friends in this season. Be very considerate in this season, for Father God says he's bringing you to the next level. And I hear Father God saying, this is also the season to speak up and be heard. Father God says, speak and be heard in this season, and you're going to move in success and blessings. And that is the word of the Lord.
Dear friend, I want to thank you once again for the miracle seed. Before the prophetic thing comes forth, know that great things are in store for thee. And you will see and know that the hand of the Lord is with thee as he's leading you and as he is guiding. For the Lord says, I bring you into a season of a fresh start. I bring you into a season of renewal. I bring you into a season and a time where the pieces of the puzzle are coming together. For the Lord says, know that success is on the horizon. Let go of the old ideas about how things should progress and begin to step into the new. A season and a time where the Lord says you will leave the past to step into a brand new future. For I see wonderful things coming your way. For the Lord says, rest assured that many fabulous things are yet to come. For the Lord says, I shall cause you to glow and to grow. And as I cause you to grow and to flow, you'll see brand new cash flow. For I will bring you to a season of expansion and harmony. For the Lord says, don't be swayed, don't look to the left and don't look to the right. Promotion is at hand. With every attack, you'll see promotion elevation. For the signals are clear, saith the Lord. The signals are clear. They're right before thee. Big professional victory that will unleash your financial potential as your career is about to skyrocket. Now let's prepare for the word of the Lord from the team of the prophets. God bless.
God bless you, Prophet Jason. Prophet Jason, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that you are going to be acting as a mediator and a voice in the family. God says that he's reuniting the family, and God says that he's sending you forth. God says that it's important for you not to wear your emotions on your sleeve, not to look at your past. God says to step into what he has called you to, because God says that he's giving you a voice. I'm hearing God says that he's lifting you up. God says that he's pouring into you, and God says that he's elevating you. God says he's preparing you for your destiny, and God says that there's some things that's going to be stirred up into you too. It's going to be like a fire. So God says for you to get on your mark, get set, get ready, go. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Jason. I just heard the word of the Lord for you to continue to strive to. God says you're not different, but you're just who you are. So God said to continue to be who you are. Let the people either accept you or not accept you. God says do not go too far with trying to get those to embrace you that don't want to. God says that in time they shall come around, and then they will be able to embrace your message and who you are much better. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophet Jason. And I hear the word of the Lord for you, saying that God calls you peculiar, and all prophets are peculiar. And God says, just be yourself even among them. God says, I will show you strong in the midst of them, God says. God says, I will close the mouths of the naysayers. I will close the mouths of the haters, saith the Lord. For you even need your haters, God says. So that's how you know you're doing well. And God takes you from the back, and he launches you to the forefront, man of God. And there's even healing in thy hands, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophet Jason. I hear God saying he's touching the home. He's even bringing forth the great leader out of you. God says you're rising up. You're rising up to the occasion. You're stepping up to the plate. He's moving you forward in your community, even in your home. God says you're rising up and you're moving forward. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophet Jason. I hear the word of the Lord saying transportation. Well, Father God says there shall be a blessing concerning transportation. And Father God says this is the season to study to show yourself approved. Well, Father God says you will be coming into the presence of many influential individuals. And that is the word of the Lord.